It's time for the Monday Waffle, a podcast dedicated to all things West Australian Football League. Your hosts Michael Stamp and Jack Davidson are joined by Tara Carlin, Bonnie Rayner, Katie DeHare with expert boundary writing information, analysis of last week's game, forecast of next week's game. Did you get your tips in? Did you get your tips out? What are you planning to do next weekend? If it involves West Australian footy, just make sure you start your week with the Monday Waffle.
Round 15 is in the books. The top four is looking set higher. Michael Stamp, this is round 15 of the Monday Waffle. So welcome Katie DeHare.
Thanks, Stampy.
A big week of footy, which is pretty much deciding who's going to be in the top four.
It has. And it's looking like West Perth are no longer a chance, Stampy. I'm going to put it out there. I'm saying West Perth, the top four is set in stone.
Well, they're three games outside the top four with seven games remaining. Four of the games of the last seven are coming up against the top four teams again. So they've got a tough run home, and you just can't see them entering that top four. Three games behind, and you just can't see them entering the top four, can you?
No, I think they better put all their cookies into the Foxtel Cup and hope that that's a win against Williamstown over in Victoria. So
yeah, so we've got East Perth and Swan District sitting atop on 44 points each. Swan Districts have played an extra game, so East Perth could move a game clear when Swans have the bye this round. Subiaco and East Fremantle sitting two games back from those clubs on 36, and they've played 13 games each. So it's really starting to take shape. And on the other end of the ladder, Peel are struggling at the bottom.
Yeah.
South Fremantle, Peel on 12. But Claremont are playing really well. They're having a good finish to their season.
They have. Claremont have been really, really good. I think it's two wins against, two of their past three wins have been against top four teams. And they only lost to East Perth by 16 points and then West Perth by 9. So Claremont, yeah, have been really impressive this later half of the season.
Exactly. This round was NAIDOC round, so we're celebrating the Indigenous round of the Waffle. And I was at the Claremont game of the weekend. We had Dale Kickett toss the coin. Neville Collard welcomed the fans to the game, and it was a really good celebration that each team had their jerseys on designed for Indigenous round, NAIDOC round.
Yeah, that's right. They had down at Medibank Stadium as well, they had the Welcome to Country, and it was, yeah, just a really good atmosphere. The uniforms were great. The one East Perth was wearing, I quite liked, and yeah, just a good day all around. Celebrate the Indigenous players of the competition of past and present.
Now, it wasn't all good news in the week, especially for South Fremantle fans. Paul Hazelby saying he's not going to continue as coach. What were your thoughts about that? Were you surprised?
Yeah, another one bites the dust.
Yes, after Damien McMahon of the Demons. Wonder who's going to be this week. Let's hope no one.
Yeah.
But yeah, were you surprised about that at all?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I guess South Fremantle, of course, yeah, haven't had a really good year. But, I mean, he's sticking it out to the end of the season, which is good. But I wonder what's next for Paul Hazelby and I guess who's going to take over for South Fremantle.
Yeah, so he's been in the system for 3 years now, hasn't had much success, and I think he thought that it was time to just, you know, he's not getting enough out of this list and thought it was time to give up. Well, not give up, but just, you know, let someone else take the reins. And look, they performed well against Claremont on the weekend. They didn't get the win, but you could see that they were trying for Hayes, and I think they're going to finish the season. They might not win enough games, but they're definitely going to try their hearts out.
And a few names floating around to take over. Tony McHale, of course, the premiership coach of East Perth. And as well, Mark Harvey, I think, has been mentioned.
His name's floating around the joint a lot. We'll see by the end of the year, but he could end up with a job. I don't know.
Yeah, he was mentioned for Claremont, I think, earlier at the start of the year. So he's, getting around in terms of Waffle.
It's Monday, so it's the Monday Waffle. Keep listening.
Let's kick off with recapping round 15. The first game of the round was match of the round, I believe, Katie. Swan District's taking on West Perth at Arena Joondalup, and Swans needed this win. They've only had a close win over the Bulldogs 2 weeks ago, and they lost to Claremont at home last week. But they got up here, 16 goals, 9, 105 to the Falcons, 11 goals, 10, 76.
Yeah, and I think we were speaking earlier about taking West Perth, obviously maybe not making the four this year, and I think that certainly put a big dent and maybe the final nail in the coffin for them.
Yeah, well, they had to win this game, didn't they?
They did, yeah.
And
they were winning at halftime. Though, yeah, I'd say they're by 5 points.
Yeah, they were. And Swans did get on top early, though, by as much as 19 points into the second quarter. But then the Falcons kicked on, and they sort of made a game of it in the second quarter. But Swans kicked the first two goals of the third quarter and then the last three. So they ended up with a comfortable 29-point win.
And Ryan Davis, a former West Coast Eagles squad member, 5 goals.
Having a good season. He would be in my team of the year so
team
far.
Of the year, yeah.
Yeah, he's playing really well.
What about Sandover Medal chance?
Yes,
not,
he could.
Not
there's
really.
There's a few other guys with a chance, and we'll actually be speaking to one of them later on the podcast, so stick around for that. But, yeah, he's playing really well, but the Swans are just such an even team. They're playing very well. Adam Faulkner, I've been really impressed with him. Ricky Carey kicked 2 goals, so
Tim Gapin back as well, 3.
Yeah, they're just playing really well. And Aaron Olari, he had a good game a few weeks ago. He had 31 touches. Justin Simpson, who was very unlucky to not play for WA against the NEAFL a couple of months ago, he had 27 touches. Matty Rogers, 24, and Blake Bokhurst, 20. And all playing really well. Who were the major ball winners for West Perth? Let me guess. Andrew Strike.
Yeah, 22 disposals, Andrew Strike. And Aaron Black, he got 35, so
he was the man that was on my lips. I couldn't think of his name.
Oh, sorry.
Shane Nelson, 32 as well. So they're all ball magnets, but they're probably not using the ball as they'd like to, are they?
Well, Jay Van Berlo, he wasn't bad. 21 possessions and kicked a goal, 5 inside 50s. But, yeah, just unfortunately for West Perth,
they need to win this weekend. They really do. They've got Subiaco, who are coming off the bye. We'll talk about that later.
And then
but
East Perth as well, a week after that. So
yeah, very tough games. But, a positive for them is Nick Rodder up forward. He's playing really well. He kicked a bag of goals last week and kicked 2 goals this week. So positive signs for the Falcons, but it's not what they're looking for at this time of year.
It's the Monday Waffle.
Our next game of the weekend was East Fremantle taking on Perth. East Fremantle were looking to continue their winning streak of 5 games, and they got their 6th win in a row, 14 goals, 18, 102 to the Demons, 14 goals, 8, 92, Katie.
Now, Perth put in a pretty gallant effort here, I think. I believe they were within 2 points in the fourth quarter, and they kicked 6 goals in the last quarter. So they were, yeah, trying to obviously put in a good effort, and they almost got there in the end. But, yeah, as you said, East Fremantle winning by 10 points.
Well, it was the first game under Trevor Williams as well, after Damien McMahon was sacked. And they had a few players returning. Chance Bateman was the headline act, the former Hawks midfielder. But they had Chris Billings, Mitch Morton, who they've severely missed over the years. He's been one of their best players this year. Would you agree?
Yeah, I haven't done my Morton watch for a couple of weeks because I didn't play last week. But yeah, I see there, 13 disposals, kicked a couple of goals, Mitch.
Yeah, no, he's playing well. He's doing a bit of radio work as well on the weekends, which is just a little fun fact. Michael Sinclair is playing well. He came back. And there was a player during the season that has switched halfway through to clubs. We caught our eye on the weekend. Who was that player?
Yeah, Aiden Tropiano.
Making his debut for the Demons. Mm. He actually played for the Sharks.
He did.
That's a weird circumstance, playing for your new team against your old team halfway through the season.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a bit weird. I wonder how that went down with the boys. But
we'll have to ask our guests about that later.
He'll be on very shortly. But, yeah, the Demons did finish strongly. They kicked 6 goals to 4 in the final quarter, and just a very inaccurate goal-kicking performance by East Fremantle. It was 14 goals, 18, so it wasn't too bad. But
yeah, they were kicking at 43.8%, and Perth were kicking at 63.6%. So Perth much more accurate, but, yeah, East Fremantle getting the chocolates.
Yeah, so, well, Perth had a good start. They led by 9 points at quarter time, and then East Fremantle wrestled back and then took the game by its horns and just held off at the end. A few major ball winners on the day, Katie.
Yes, Brad Dalziel, 35 disposals, and he kicked a goal. And then our boy,
you've let the cat out of the bag. We are speaking to Rory O'Brien in a couple of minutes, but he had a lot of touches as well.
Yeah, he got 32 disposals and kicked 2 goals. So, very good effort.
He's in great form, Rory, the reigning Sandover medalist. Andrew Stephen, the co-captain, had 28 touches and Cameron Early 29. While Paul Bevan and Mitch Morton were good for the Demons, 2 goals apiece for them. Dean White racking up 31 possessions as well. And Matt Moody continuing his good season with 23.
You're listening to the Monday Waffle.
We're lucky enough to be joined on the line by last year's Sandover medalist and East Fremantle's captain, Rory O'Brien. Firstly, congratulations for the win on the weekend. 10 points against Perth, that makes it 6 in a row. How are the boys feeling coming into the business end of the season?
Pretty good. We've been able to get 6 wins together, as you said, and Perth obviously attacked their coach a week and a half ago, and the boys are really seeing this as a tough game, and to come away with the win the way we did, it was a pleasing result.
And a couple of goals for you as well. Must be pleased with that.
Yeah, it's always good to get on the scoreboard a couple of times as a midfielder. You only get it every now and again. So, yeah, I was pretty happy with them.
Now, you've won the Sandover medal last year, and you've got Brad Dalziel on the team this year, Jamie McNamara as well, Brock O'Brien. Have you spoken to the boys about them stealing a few votes off you and you just wanted to go for the back-to-back?
No, definitely not. Always there to try and make my teammates as good as they can be. So Brad Dalziel's having an outstanding year. I think, if anything, he'd be worried that Brock might be taking a few votes off himself.
But you must be happy with the supporting cast and your whole midfield as well, one of the best midfields in the league.
Yeah, look, it is. We've got a really strong midfield, to go with our extremely strong back line and forward line. But, midfield, to have guys like Jamie McNamara, Brad Dalziel and Mark McGough alongside your senior mids. And then you've got Cam Early, Scott Hancock and Sean Henson, who are up and coming and all played about 50 games. Definitely our midfield is one of our strengths.
Now, the boys trained tonight. It's been a bit of wet weather, obviously, today. Who was the biggest girl in the team? Who complained most about getting soaked?
That would have to be Tom Howlett. Tom Howlett does not like getting wet too much and was shivering like I've never seen someone shiver before.
Was it a short training session tonight?
No, we kept it all normal. Didn't stare away from it. So, obviously, went through our game plan and running and skills and everything like that. So it was all normal. Steve doesn't want us to shy away from the bad weather because it could be like that on Saturday. And, so we all had a normal training session.
Just personally, how does your season compare to last season?
Look, it's been a bit different. Obviously, been getting a bit closer attention from other sides. Had to change my role a bit. And obviously, my main focus, obviously, captaining the side, is to make sure the guys are all adhering to the game plan structure. So, the form's probably been okay. I think I've got a lot more improvement to get to where I was last year.
Now, you're a former Peel Thunder player. You were there from 2005 to 2010, I believe. What are your thoughts on Peel this year?
Look, they've been in games for three quarters to nearly, three and a half quarters nearly every game, but they seem to be fading out. Look, I hope they start to do well. Obviously, there must be something different they're doing with the Dockers compared to the Eagles and East Perth, because obviously East Perth are on top and Peel down the bottom. But I think once they click, they'll be a very, very strong side.
Now, speaking of the Dockers with their partnership, you face East Perth this weekend, their partnership with West Coast. How are the boys feeling for the game on the weekend, and what have you got to do to break their winning streak of 8 games?
Yeah, look, they're on, on a good winning streak as well. We're up for the challenge this week. We've obviously, as you mentioned before, won 6 in a row. We think they're obviously, we could probably get them, obviously all 22 of us train and play together. We think our camaraderie is there. Obviously, they do train some part together. But we think if we can stick to our game plan and play the way we're playing with the senior guys who've gotten our side, we should give them a real good shake. They are on top of the ladder in the form team, so obviously we're chasing them. So hopefully we can get the result we want on Saturday.
And you're in terrific form yourself and the team. 6 wins in a row. Rory, thanks for chatting us tonight and good luck on the weekend for the rest of the season as well.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
It's Monday, so it's the Monday Waffle. Keep listening.
While it was good news for East Fremantle, it was bad news for South Fremantle. continuing their horror season so far. They went down by 22 points to Claremont, 12 goals 13, 85 to the Bulldogs, 9 goals 9, 63.
Yeah, another disappointing game, unfortunately, for South Fremantle. I mean, they probably... I didn't see this game. Stampy, you were at the showgrounds.
Yeah.
What did you think?
Well, the Bulldogs played well. They gave a lot of effort. You could see they had a lot of heart in the game. But Claremont are just playing really well at the moment. Michael Broadbridge has got them playing some good footy. And they're going to start getting a few other players back. Jake Murphy played in the reserves. He played half a game in the reserves team. Tom Ledger's still in the reserves, which is just surprising. He had 31 touches, so we may see him back. Just a little thing that I caught was Hayden Schloyth wearing one pink and one light blue boot.
Mm.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's caught me off guard a bit there, Stampy.
Should players be wearing that sort of boot, those coloured boots? You know, he hasn't proved himself much in the waffle. He's a good player. He's had a great season, but...
I'm a fan of the black boot.
Yeah.
I don't mind white, but, yeah.
Yeah, interesting, though. The Tigers kicked the first four goals of the game, and they got off to a really good start, and were pretty much in control for the rest of the game.
Jack Bradshaw, 5 goals, I said.
He was really impressive, really impressive. He sort of reminds me, this is a bit AFL, but as like a little Robbie Gray from Port Adelaide.
Yeah, yeah.
He's very fast on his feet. He's got a good leap on him. And, yeah, he played really well indeed. Give us some major ball winners of the day, Katie.
Yeah, that's right. We've got here... 24 disposals. Ben Danaher, he had a pretty good game.
He's only just come into the league team in the past few weeks, so he's playing really well for a young guy, 21 years old, I think he is.
Yeah, Luke Blackwell, outstanding again, 32 possessions and kicked a goal. And
can he win the Sandover? In a losing team, can he win
it? I'd say he's a pretty good chance. He won it a couple of years ago, I think.
He did. 32 touches, 10 marks, 4 inside of 50s, 4 tackles and a goal. He's getting the votes in this game.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you that one. Mitch McGovern.
Yes.
He was a little bit quiet, but he still had 2 goals.
2 goals, yeah.
Mark Seabee was terrific in the ruck with 19 touches, 8 marks and 24 hit-outs, which was really good for the Tigers. And Ryan Neitz is playing really well as well.
Mm, yeah, 26 touches there for him and kicked a goal as well.
And for the Bulldogs?
Yeah, Hayden Schloyth, 21 disposals, kicked 2 goals. And as well, we've got Tim Kelly. He had 26 touches.
He was really impressive. I liked his game.
Yeah, and Brock Higgins as well. He was battling in the ruck against CB there. And he got 16 hit-outs and had 20 possessions.
And a goal.
And a goal. So, yeah, not too bad effort.
Yeah, the Bulldogs, they're doing it for... They'd like to finish with a good run for Paul Hazelby, as we said earlier, but not much to take out of this season, unfortunately, for the Bulldogs.
This is the Monday Waffle.
Our final game of round 15 featured the two partnership clubs, Katie. East Perth 109, defeating Peel Thunder 46. A comfortable 63-point victory for the Royals. What'd you get out of this game?
Yeah, 8-8 on the trot.
They're doing very well indeed, aren't they?
They are. Very pleased.
Whilst the Thunder, they're sitting rock bottom with 2 wins only. Who impressed you during this game?
I think Paul Johnson. He was fantastic. Sinclair and Lysett were out, so it was him and Fraser McInnes rocking. And Johnson was outstanding. Had 17 touches, 21 hit-outs, and kicked a goal.
And it's interesting you said that about the talls, Paul Johnson and McInnes going up against the Dockers. They've got a lot of talls. They got John Griffin.
Hanneth.
Kepler Bradley. Craig Moller. So it was good they weren't affected by the loss of Lysett. And Sinclair. Craig Wolf, the cult hero. Wolfie.
Yeah.
Wolfie. Isn't that what they shout?
I don't know.
I thought you were East Perth.
I am, but we should. Right. If we don't, we should.
The captain... 27 touches, and his co-captain, Brendan Lee, didn't top the highest possession-winning player for the game this week. He had 26.
He was still fantastic, though.
As always. As always.
And Stevie Payne, 27 touches.
Josh Smith, my man, kicking 4 goals. Is he a chance for the Bernie Naylor?
Oh, I think he can still get it, can't he?
I hope so. He's probably... I think he's 19 off with 7 games left. I don't know if he can, but... Look, I'm rooting for you, Joshy. You can do it, mate. Anyway, Lane Wilkins for the Peel Thunder. He bounced back, kicking 4 behinds last week. and he kicked 3 goals this week. So a better performance from him. While the Thunder, Sam Menegola had 32 touches. Tommy Sheridan, 28, pushing for a recall with the Dockers, but don't know about that. Matt DeBoer had 23. I'm a bit surprised he's in the Thunder team, are you?
Yeah. Was he coming back from injury? Sorry, this is a bit of a side.
He was. He had a bit of a knee injury.
Yeah.
So, but you know, an injury in the Dockers team means you're going to have to make your way back.
Yeah.
Grant College was good in the first half, but he came off with an injury, didn't he?
He was. He rolled his ankle in the third quarter, and unfortunately it looks like he might miss 3 to 4 weeks. So it's not good for Brant, but yeah, he had a very good game previously to that injury.
You're up late with the Monday Waffle.
Let's see how we went on the weekend with our round 15 tips. Katie, you went the draw for West Perth v Swan Districts. Okay. What were you thinking?
I was close, wasn't I? No.
You weren't close at all. You finished with 2 for the round. Jack finished with 2 after tipping South Fremantle to get over the line over Claremont. So you know what that means.
You are now equal with Jack.
I'm back. The last 2 weeks I've clawed back. I've got 1 ahead of him in each round. So we are even on 38 tips apiece. And then Bonnie's 1 back? 1 or 2 back. Mm. I wish we had Bonnie in the field tonight, but we don't.
I want to say I'm back as well, though, because that's the first time I've got about 2 tips in quite a while.
well done to Bonnie, Katie here on that one. So you got 2 right, and it's back up. It's back level on the leaderboard. And I'm pretty stoked to say that. Round 16 is a good-looking round. There's a couple of games that really catch our attention. Katie, let's go through the first game. East Perth versus East Fremantle.
What a match. I'm at Medibank Stadium this weekend.
A few winning streaks are on the line. East Frio with 6 wins in a row. East Perth with 8 in a row. And the last time they met, it was pretty close, 10 points to East Perth.
Yeah, it was. That was the one where East Perth kicked 6 goals in the third quarter to East Fremantle's nothing, and East Fremantle kicked 6 in the last, and the Royals didn't score. Well, they got a point or something. So I think it's going to be a really good game. Looking forward to it.
I'm tipping East Perth, just because it's at home.
I'm tipping East Perth too.
But the Sharks are really good. They're the dark horse for the comp. Because they are playing so well.
They are, and they've still got the possibility of getting up there and maybe getting a home final.
Yeah, they'll have to have results
depending,
fall their
way. Weighing on results, but...
But yeah, okay, both of us going for East Perth. Our next game is Peel versus Claremont. These games are all on Saturday the 12th of July, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. This one's at Bendigo Bank Stadium. Peel, you know, they're getting a couple more wins over the past month or so. 2 wins in the past 6. While Claremont has won 3 of their past 5, and 2 of them have been against top 4 teams, Katie.
Mm. Yeah, and only small losses to, I said earlier, West Perth and East Perth. So I'm tipping Claremont there.
Last time they played was Claremont by 28 points. Even though it's at Bendigo, I think Claremont will have no troubles getting the win there in their current form. Next game is Perth versus South Fremantle Bulldogs. Tough game to tip, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know.
Do you want some past history? Round 2, it's a very high-scoring game. Perth got the Chocolates by 5 points at Fremantle Oval.
Well, the Demons have lost 7 in a row, and Souths have lost 6.
Yeah, so it's really good form, isn't it? We're going from the East Perth game now to this game. I don't know who you're going with.
It's a toss-up.
I'm going to go with South Fremantle, just because I saw them play on the weekend with a little bit of heart. And Paul, they're going to want to play for Paul Hazelby. So, Bulldogs for me.
I'm going to say the Demons, because I think they were not too bad against East Frio. So, I'm tipping Perth.
Yeah, good call. I think I might be regretting that one. Our last game, this is another match of the round. This is the other one that we're keeping a keen eye on. If the Falcons don't get up here, they're done.
Yep.
They're done. So, they're taking on the Lions at Arena Joondalup. They're at home. They won the last time they met in round 9. They won by 10 points. Really impressive game from the Falcons. But the Lions are coming off the bye.
They are. I don't know if I should be going here for Subi, but I'm going to go for Subi because it would just give me great pleasure seeing West Perth land outside that top 4.
There's the East Perth coming out of you. Finally, we're finally getting into it. 20-odd minutes into the podcast. But Subi... They should win. They're coming off the bye. West Perth, we've gone over this so many times that they need to win. I just can't see them winning, and Subi will get the win. As we said, a massive round of footy coming up. Two great games that will help decide where the top four will finish. Katie, what's the game you're looking forward to on the weekend?
Oh, it'd have to be East Perth v Sharks, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think that's match of the round for sure. Great round of footy coming up. Thanks for listening in. Katie, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Stampy. Thanks for having me.
And we'll be back next week with the Monday Waffle.